We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Let us again start the sugya and hope we'll be able to have more clarity in the sugya Beis Hashem. Gufa, the fourth line from the top. Gufa Amar Rav Chisda Hamazik Matnes Kohune Oisha Ochlam Potter. If a person was Mazik Matnes Kohune, he's Potter Milushale. My time, why is he Potter? There's a posik, Xeris Akosev, Vizeye Mishpata Kehanim. That means Kozman, the Zroyal Chayim Vekeve is Ba'en, there's a Chiyiv to give it. When it's not Ba'en, the Shavyis of the Matnas Kohune, there's no Chiyiv whatsoever to give. Xeris Akosev. That's one Makoyah. When it comes to be Toiveya, the Momen, so then the Bailim could be Matche each Koyin that is Toiveya. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi, Hamazik Matneskune Koyim Shenosan Lekoyim Hishlicham Leure Leyam. He got rid of them, he destroyed them. So two reasons. One reason, the chsibu zeh, the mashma bo'idon kayomais chayev litnam. The whole chiyev matone is only when they're be'en. Avalenin kayomais lechiyev akosu bem tashlumim. If they're not be'en, the shevet kune is no schus whatsoever. She'ein lo'i toivim, ein lo'i bailim, she'yuchlu le'toivoi bedin. There's no Bailim, there's no Koyin that could bring the Bailim, the one who burnt them, who destroyed them, Tadin Teir, Shu Yocholoi Maloi, the Koyinacha, Ani Noisnam Veloi Locho, I'll give it another Koyin. What right do you have to come to say I should pay you? I can give it to another Koyin. So we mentioned last week that the Ran asks Akasha, if there's such a dreidel that you could be matre each koyim, so when they're be'en, he could also be matre each koyim. What's the difference if it's be'en, if it's not be'en? So we said over from the stipler says as follows. If it is be'en, there's a mitzvah of matnas kune. By mitzvahs, there's a klal, koyfenoi soyat sheteitse nafshei. Chazal, Mishsech HaRayim, there's a mitzvah on you to give Matnas Kohune. So Memele, so we'll force you to give, at Shetaytzei Nafshei. Who you should give it to? Well, you'll decide. But you have to do it quick. That means we're going to be koy for you. There's a mitzvah, you have to give it, and you decide who you want to give it to, but there's no dreidlach. Or they'll take it away from him and they'll tell them who to give it to. But Lemaise, their bezdin can Mishsech HaRayim to force him to be Mekayim the mitzvah. That is when it is ben. When it is not ben, so then there's no mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is finished. The mitzvah is only when it's ben. But now there's a mazik tikedin. There's a tashlumah. You were mazik shevet kune. The kahanim lost through that you destroyed the matnas kune. In dine momenes, so who can schlep into a din teire? That's what Rashi means. It's momen shein leitayven. No one can schlep him to a din Torah. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, and Taisvah says this clearly, that there's a gewaltig nafkamina according to these two tamim. Really, if you hold out mom and shein leitayvim, so this is a loophole how he can bray himself out from a din Torah. A kohen can't schlep him to a din Torah, because he could say, who says, I should give it to you, I can give it to another kohen. Abu Bidine Shemaim, he was mazik, matnas kune, he's mechuyev to pay. But no kohen can give it to him, can be teveya from him. Masha'in kain, if you learn according to the first mahalach, that it says zeh, so there it says clearly the whole chiyuv of the bailim is only to give the Israel chayim v'kei when it is ben. When it is not ben, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's no schusei momen to the shevet kuna when it is not ben. Meisevei. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Chisda. We learned v'zeh yiyeh mishpat ha-kahanim. Melamed, now it says, v'zayim mishpat ha-kahanim, that the kahanim have schusay mishpat, schusay din, melamed shahamatones din, that the matones are din. Lamai hilchese, lav lohaitzion bidayonim. Now here it means zayim mishpat ha-kahanim, that the kahanim have a schus to be mighty the matones. My hilchas alav loitzion bidayon. So, what does Rashi say? Mishpat melamed shamatones din. Dayonim niskokim lahem lahoitzion bidayonim. That this is a din that the dayonim, it's als mishpat to take it away and to give to the koyim. Alme koyim, Rishain hatayvon meitzion miyodoy. The first koyin that is teveya, he can be meitzion miyodoy because shalav chizda dama the matnes kuna momen shein lei teivinu. So I saw an emes liyake from Rabbi Yankev. Rabbi Yankev asks, what is pshat that the first koyin that is teveya from the Bailam, he's mechuyev to give it to him. Rabbi Yankim says he doesn't understand. There's Tevis Hano, the Kohen is Tevis, I can give it to everyone. What's at the first Kohen? That's Rabbi Yankim has problems in the Sugya. But I saw in the article who brings down from the Be'er Yitzchok, and Rashi later would seem like this also, that the Be'er Yitzchok says that what the Bailam has, Tevis Hano, he has a right to give it to whoever he wants to. That is if he wants to give it. But what if he doesn't want to give it? What if he doesn't want to give it? So then, the Gemara understood, if he doesn't want to give it, you don't have to, if you hold that it's not Momen Shein, if he does, that means he has a right to choose which kind he wants to give it. That is if he's cooperating. He wants to give it. Which coin to give it to? I'll decide which coin to give it to. But the minute I'm not interested in giving it. So then the Gemara understood, if you're not interested in giving it, so then you lost your right, then the Kahanim can take it from you. This is Pshat in the Pasuk. If you're not interested in giving it, the Kahanim can, there's a Mishpat, then the Kahanim can take it away from you. He brings up a similar Gemara in the Dorim of a person made a neder that the Kahanim can't have a no from him, so he can't give the madness. So the Kahanim come and take from him. That means your right is if you comply with the halachas. The minute you don't comply with the halachas, so then you lost your schus to choose which coin you want to give it to. And each coin can be teiveya from the coin. And that's Pshat and Mishpat. So that's Pshat Mishpat, that if he doesn't want to give, but then a Kohen has a right to be Teveya. Not the way Rav Chisda said, it's Momin Shain Loi Tovim. And the Gemara held that L'chayre, the holding of Tevis and Nozdavke when the Matonis are banned. When the Matonis are not banned, then the Samazaya didn't tviye. But the Gemara held, no one can be Teveya. We see here, not like that. The minute he loses his chus of Tevis and No, it's a mishpat, and the first come, first serve. The first kind that comes to him and tells him, I want the Matonis, you have to give it to him. It's a mishpat. V'zeh ye mishpat ekahanim. L'may hilchese, lav la'itziyim b'dayonam. So it's a kashan, Rav Chisda. We see that what? We see that there's no such concept of it's mumin she'en le'itayvin. The first coin that's away, he has a schus to be. So the Gemara says, no, that what it says, mishpot is not that the coin can be taken away bal kochei from the Yisrael. Loy lechilkam b'dayonim. It's a mishpat that Bezdin, there's a mishpat to which kohen to give it to. That means that is a mishpat. Bezdin gives guidelines to which kohen that you have your teves ano, but the teves ano is limited to certain kahanim. To these kahanim you should give, to other kahanim you should not give, and that's like a mishpat. L'chelkem b'dayonim, ichta Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, doma Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, oma Rav Yoinesen, minayin sheinoisnin matone l'koyin amoretz, you don't give the matones l'koyin amoretz, and nema, the posik says, and here Rashi says, Yeshafet said this, v'yoymer lo'om l'yoshvei Yerushalayim, that Yeshafet told them that these matones, there's a purpose for them. Losis minas akahanim valvim man yeches kubeteiras Hashem. They should be capable of learning. This is the hachzok. This is the hachzokes Torah of Klal Yisrael. The Amuda Torah of Klal Yisrael was the Shevet Yerev Mishpatech LeYakov. This was Shevet Levi, and it's mutul on the Hamoin Am to support them. And that's the mishpat. The Bezdin tells the people to which sukahanim you should give to. That's the mishpat. It's a mishpatake. Losis menasa kanim balvim manyeches kubateres Hashem. Kol amarzik bateres Hashem yesh leminos. V'sheini amarzik bateres Hashem ein leminos. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi lechilkim b'dayonim. Dayonim oimrim loy liYisrael lo zeh tein amatone shu chover. Va'altitein lo zeh shehu am ha'oretz. So that's the mishpat. Va'yoyim alom v'yishof eksib v'divrei yomim. Seif v'dekolom anyeches ko b'teres Hashem. V'nos chelek kohune. Zogte gemore v'ayta. Toshma, Rav Yudah ben Seira oima mishpat. Melameit shem atoneis din. So Rav Yudah ben Seira says, this same drash, it says, Mishpat at the Matanis Adin. Yochel afilo chazei v'shoik din, tameloi mezeh. So Memele, Rav Yudah ben Seira made a drash, that v'zeh yiyah mishpat ha-kahanim, there's a mishpat only by the Matanis, and not by Israel chayim v'keib. So we have here a gilu yakrob, that the mishpat only applies by Israel Chayim v'Keiva, not by Chazei v'Shoik. Lamai. So now, what is pshat in this pasuk? Ilayma lechilkei b'dayonim. If it is the way you said that the whole mishpat is to which sukkayin should receive the matnes kohunim. You think Bezdin will not give guidelines who to give the Chazei v'Shoik? We have the same guidelines. Los is menos akahanim balvim an yeches kubeteres Hashem. Elalav lohitzi b'dayonim. So al kochoch, you have to say, if there is a miut, if there's a miyud zeh, it's lohitzi b'dayonim. It's coming, the lohitzi b'dayonim, that what? That chazei v'shoik, the kohen cannot be mohitzi b'dayonim, and zrei l'chayam v'keive, the kohen could be mohitzi b'dayonim. So here, let us just refresh our memory, so here the rishonim ask kakasha, what's the difference? Just like the Gemara asked, if it's lechilkei b'dayonim, what is the difference between zroya lechayayim v'keven chazei v'shoik? So if it's lohitzi b'dayonim, so you're saying, yeah, you want to prove that it's that there's no such concept of momen she'ein le'tevim. There's no such concept. That forget, the first kind that comes can be teveya. So what is the difference between Israel lechayayim v'keive and chazei v'shoik. So this kasha the Rashba asked before we see Rashi. And the Rashba says it's a good kasha. The Gemara could have asked this kasha. Ein chanami. Or maybe he said asked this on the Gemara. No, I'm sorry. Maybe he asked this right on the Gemara's terrace. Alav lohitzi b'dayonim. I'm sorry, he has to say the Gemara starts. Alalav lohitzi b'dayonim. So the Gemara, ochi b'mayaskin in the osu liyodei. It's speaking about that the Kohen got it already. If the Kohen got it already, then it's a mishpat. Fakelt, Rav Chisda only said you can't be teveya, but if the Kohen got it already, then it's a mishpat, you can't take it away from him. So I'm sorry, so here the Rashba is the Kasha, Shemesh Mem, the Kohen got it already, so Bechazei V'Shoik, it's also speaking about that the Kohen got it already, so why isn't it a mishpat? This Kasha the Rashba asked, and the Rashba says the Gemara could have asked the Kasha. No, the what is the difference between Chazei V'Shoik and Zrei L'Chayim V'Keva? But Gemara asks by Zrei L'Chayim V'Keva Gufishver. So what's the time? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mishpat. And for the Gemara, the also liyodei b'tivlayu. Now, there's a chiddush. The also liyodei b'tivlayu, the Kohen got it before the Zroel Chiyam V'keva was hufrash, because sovar haitane matone shlei humul kemisha humul damya. Let us see Rashi. Now, Zot Rashi. Otu Chazei V'Shoik Miloi B'Dayonim Mechalku. Chazei V'Shoik is not divided according to the Dayonim. Kluma yoyochel esiten lekoyim amoretz could chazei v'shiki give tamoretz v'menas nino. The menas has to be given leman yecheskul b'teiras Hashem. That's the kasha. So memele. So what is the difference between chazei v'shoik and zrei v'chem v'kevet? So the Gemara says. Elalav leitziyei b'dayonim alme the mamain sheyesh leitoivim. So you see the mamain sheyesh leitoivim. Now, so Rashi had this kashe. So what is the difference between chazei v'shoik and zoyer chayim v'keiv? Rashi has the kashe before already. Mishim hachi, memayet chazei v'shoik, tekimen de lekapoi, uletsuyi bo, loishchiach de ma'akev. So Rashi says that by chazei v'shoik, since you make tnufe, the Tveres Yaakov is mevayer this Rashi, since you make tnufe was rucha yisrois, I mean, there was big things were done with the tnufe, so the Kohen Zicha would not be Ma'akev. Now, let us just say what we see from this Rashi. Rashi differentiates between Zroi L'Chayim V'Keve and Chazei V'Shoik. Zroi L'Chayim V'Keve was speaking about, it's not L'Kapore, so the Kohen is Ma'akev. The Kohen, so here we see clearly in Rashi, the Kohen does not want, I'm sorry, the Bailam is Ma'akev. By Chazei V'Shoik, the Baal won't be Makiv. It's Kapori, won't do such a thing. But let's go to Zroi L'Chayim V'Keiv. We're speaking about Zroi L'Chayim V'Keiv. It's not Kapor, it's not Ritzui. Some say to give the Kohen Zroi L'Chayim V'Keiv. Here, the Baalim is Makiv. So Rashi says clear, that is the case. The Baalim is Makiv. And the Pasuk says, you're Makiv, so a Kohen goes to the Bailam and takes it away from him. I'm the first Kohen, that's the Veya, you give it to me. So we see clearly from Rashi, that's the case. We're speaking about he doesn't want to give. And Zroya v'chayayim, l'chayayim v'keve, that's the din, it's a mishpat, the Kohen can be Teveya from him. You don't want to give, I take. And who says, I'm the first Kohen? The first Kohen is a right to take. Fine. Now Rashi says, but what's with Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keiva? So Rashi says, Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keiva, you know. It's not Shriach that the Kohen shouldn't want to give him. I mean, he brought a Kolm, he wants a Kapor, he wants a Ritz. He'll Zichel want a Tznufa. Zichel, the Chazei V'Shoik. The Chazei V'Shoik. So by the Chazei V'Shoik, he'll Zichel give it to him. So that he doesn't say Mishpat, because he's Zichel going to give it to him. But what if he doesn't want to give it to me? You're saying a nice story, but there's a miyut over here. There's a miyut that the mishpat is only mizloyech yayim v'keivet. And by chazei v'shoik, he doesn't get it. Because he's going to give it to him. But what if he doesn't want to give it to him? I mean, don't say it's not a mishpat. So the Tverish Yakim says like this, that Rashi means to say that 99% he'll give it to him, fine. But what if he doesn't want to give it? If he doesn't want to give him, the Torah didn't want to make an asik that it's a mishpat, you can schlep him to the Torah. The Torah, forget that gufe is, that gufe is the, that the Torah didn't want to make a mishpat out of it because that gufe, that he won't have the ritzui, this alone is forcing him enough. That means, and if he doesn't want to give, so he'll suffer. That means as follows. There's such a concept, a mitzvah shematan schor kosov betzida bezn is in kaife. Such a, like this bezn is kaife. You don't want to do a mitzvah kaife, no, you such a taitse nafsha. You bezn forced. He won't do it, so bezn steps in. What is a mitzvah shematan schor betzida? Let's say, kibud aveim. He doesn't want to be mechabed avivim. Bezn won't force him. You don't want to have a richa shomim. Fine. We won't motivate you. The Torah said, matan schor betzida. If that is the way we motivate him, like this, by all mitzvahs, we don't have this. We don't have this. He won't make a sukkah. He won't make a sukkah. He won't be so, so there, Bezdin forces him to make a sukkah. Bezdin forces him to take a loom. By kibud aveim, you don't want to be mechabit. Okay, the Torah told you, you don't want to have a richa shamim? No problem. Don't be mechabit. So I mean, we don't need for the bezin should mishnah harein, though we have another way of motivation. So mail is like this. By Israel, chayayim v'keivom. So mail there, there's no ritzi, there's no kapore. He has the gift. He's giving every day. He's shechting beimis. He's giving to the kahanim. It's getting a little too expensive for him. So mail, so there the text says it's a mishpot, a rebid, expenses are in, expenses are here. If you don't give, you don't want to give, the kain will take it away from you. That's by Zroyech Yayim Bekeve, that he has no motivation. But over here, he has motivation. He has motivation. He wants a ritzi v'kapore. So most probably this will be enough to make a din that if you don't do it, if you're from the minute people who don't do it, the Torah didn't want to make a whole asik that he can stab you to a din Torah. If you don't do it, you'll know what you'll have. You brought a korban and you wanted a ritzui, and you won't have the ritzui. So, and that alone is the oifen hakfiyah that will force him to give. And if he doesn't give it, so fakelta, so he's losing out. In the long run, he'll realize that he loses out. That's al kaponim. That's al Rashi learns pshat. We mentioned last week, Amorge Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh did not like Rashi's Pshat. He says that he'll give. But the Pasuk says you can't force him, and he didn't like Rashi's Pshat. Why can't you force him? If you hold that it's called Moment Sheyesh Lo Toiv, why can't he force him? So the Taisvus HaRosh is Amorge Kepshat. He says that Ezrei L'chayayim V'keivim is a chiyuv matone from the bailim to the koyin. So mameila, it's a mishpat. So the koyin can schlep the bailim tadin teire. Fakert, you have Israel chiyam bekeve. You did not give it on your own accord to a koyin. I'll schlep you tadin teire to give it to me. This is a mishpat bein odom lechaveroi. And here the Torah says, so the first kohen can schlep him to din Torah. Ma she'ein kein by chazi v'shoik is mishulchan gavoya kazochu. that what the Kahanim get it, it's not from the Bailim. The Rabbein Shalom took it away. The Rabbein Shalom gave it to the Kahanim. If he doesn't want to give it, he's not fighting with the Kahanim. He's fighting with the Rabbein Shalom. That means the Kain has nothing to do with him. He's holding it for himself. He's not chapping with the Kain. He's chapping with the Rabbein Shalom. One chap with the Rabbein Shalom gesundheit. But the Kain has nothing to do with him. So therefore, that is pshat in the mir. V'zeh, that Israel chayim v'kayiv, this is a mishpot, this is a beinodom l'chaveiro, it's that the koyin can be teveya from the bailim. I have a schus matonis by you. Mashenkin v'chose v'shoik, the koyin is nothing to do with the bailim. And we mentioned, I think, the bingdam from the briskerov, and parsha shoiftim, the Psukim amerdik meduyik. When it comes to Zroi l'chayim, it says, v'zeh yem mishpot ha'kahanim me'eis ha'om. There's a mishpot with the om. There's a beinodom l'chaveri over here. By the matonis of the kop, of kotshe ha'migdush, it says, ishe yashem v'nachloso yoichelu. They're eating ishe yashem. Then it has nothing to do with the om. It's out of the reshus ha'om. So my mail, this is what the Taisus Horosh says. So Bekitzer, so Rashi took care of the Kasha already, what the Rishayim said, the Gemara could have asked from Chazei V'Shek, Rashi said, Abir, fine. So Bekitzer, so the Gemara says that, no, that really it's Momin, Shein Lo Toivim, and that what's the Samishpot, the Osir Liyodai. Hochi maiskinen de osel liyode de koyin. Ba'acha kach gozlon zem imen. First the koyin got it. Da'avle momen she yesh lay toivim. This is very momen she yesh lay toivim. She kvar zocha ze bohem. Vidomi kemand de gozlon minay glimay. This is zicha. He was zicha in the matone, so then it's a mishpit. So the Gemara says, "Uporich." So the Gemara says, if that's what the pasuk is speaking about, "Ida osi liyodi dekoyin mai lememre pshite diyocher lehitziyoi bedayonim." So what is the chiddush? "Ukamahader da osi liyodi betivlayu." Now the chiddush is osi liyodi betivlayu abahim ishlei mahisa monachas etzloi. V'zocha b'matonais min ha'hefka. And he was zocha b'matonais min ha'hefka, and k'mishahu madami v'zocha b'hem. Now, let us just understand what the pasuk is telling us. We're speaking about the behema was by the koyin, ha'isam munachas atzloi, yet a whole behema. The matonais weren't hufrash. Everything is royal, chayayim, v'keve, is, you have a whole behemoth. Nothing was designated to be a matona, it's there. And it's by the koyin. So Rashi says, v'zoche b'matonais min ha'hefker. So the Rishash asks over here, akashe, zoche matonais min, what's that, min ha'hefker? The Bailam has reshus to give it to everyone, so zoche matonais min ha'hefker. So here there's a maritz chayis of the brings down a prichodosh, a meridike prichodosh. Prichodosh says, there are two mahalchim how to learn pshat. There is a machloikis, is toivas hano momain oy einay momain. That means, that is 100% true, that the bailim have a right to give it to which koyin they want. Fine. That is an accepted fact. Now there's a machloikis, is toivas hano momein or ene momein. Now let's go backwards. If we hold ene momein, so that means the bailim has no schusei, he has a right. He has a right to give to which koyin he wants, but he doesn't have any bailis in it. It belongs to the Kahanim. He doesn't have any bailis. He has a right to do it. If the matone was taken away from him, it's an avla. But it's an avla what the Kohen did, but it belongs to the Kohen. It means you don't have any schusei mamoin in the matana. You were right. That means, let us say for practical purposes that, a very bad marshal, Agabe has a right to call up who he wants to call up. He wanted to call up for Shlishi Yankel. Bell comes up, oh, Chos Hashem HaBoyrach, fact. An Avle, I mean, so, fine, it's, he has a right, and Yenna was jumped and took the Aliyah. Not nice, everything, but the guy became Shlatman Tadin Teirich, I mean, I have the right, so yeah, I mean, good. You're the one that tells the Aliyahs, and I didn't do a proper thing, but that's it. That's, maybe it's a Pekiyah B'Kvaitcha, but in Mominus, there's no Mominus Tikishail over here. So, if we hold Toivus Hano Einai Momin, so that means the Bailam has a right to give it to which guy he wants to, but he has no Mominus Tikabailus. That means it's not Bailus, it's Schusim. It's a schus that he has, but it's not momentistic abilus. So be'etzim in the matone, any kohen can be zoich if he wants. He's not doing the proper thing, that's for sure. But al koponim, if he's zoich in the matone, it belongs to the kahanim, and whoever was zoich in it was zoich. That's called zochem in the hefke. So that's one mahalach that we hold toivus hano einay moment. Now, what if we hold Toivas Hano Momin? So there's a Machlokes Orishonim, Toisvus and Bob Metzia, and the Ritva in Kedushin. What is the Taich Toivas Hano Momin? The Ritva says, Amoyah Dikazach. Toivas Hano means it's mine. It's the Bailams. It's mine. I'm supposed to give it to the Kahanim. Fine. So, when I give it to the Kahanim, it belongs to them. But Kozman, I don't give it to the Kahanim, it's mine. As I said, that's if your Toivus Hano Momin. Toivus Hano Momin means the Torah gave it to me and I decide who to give it to. But the Maton is not, I'm giving the Kahanim theirs. I'm giving the Kahanim that what I have Toivus Hano means, in other words, that I'm the Bailam on it. And I can give it to whoever I want to because it's my target. And therefore the Ritva says, that if a ganav stole tevel, or so he has to pay everything to the Bailam, even the chelik truma also. Everything belongs to the Bailam, if you'll take this on the moment. It's his. He has to give it, but Kol's money doesn't give it, it's his. Then we zikha have a problem, so what shot osel yodibit of lie, and the kayan was zoich in it. And shuldik, you can't be zoich in it, it wasn't given to you. Then we have a tremendous problem. Taisvis in Bobma Metziah, Davovam at Beis, says another pshat in Toivus Hano Momin. Toivus Hano Momin means, no. Toivus Hano Momin means that in reality, the matana belongs to the kahanim. It's the kahanim. But lamaise, he has a right to decide who to give it to. Now, this right that he has can reap him some small profits. That means that someone will come over to this Yisrael and he says, you know, I see you're giving matanas, you know, I'm a choshev eidem, a koyin, you know, listen, I'll give you $5, give it to the kohen. No, we're talking $5. No. So al kaponim, he has a momenistic schus of $5. That means that he has momenis over here. There was a market for this. All the shvers who had kahanim for son-in-laws, I mean, they used to go over to the Yisraelim and it was worthwhile for them. So he had a schus moment. So now, what happens if a kohen will go and take it away without asking him, without being a nice person? So the halach is, Tosfos says above Metziah, that the matana will belong to the kohen, but he owes him $5. $5 he owes him, because Lamaisa, I had a schus $5 in these matonas, because I could have given it, I could have received $5 from for giving it to someone who's willing to give me $5 for that. So Toivus Hano Momin means it belongs to the Kohen, but the Kohen owes him $5 if he grabbed it away from him. That is Shatavis Hanomamon. And Rabbi Kivaykis says that's how Rashi holds. So Mamela, it's very good, this Rashi also. That means it's speaking the Osir Liyodei B'Tiblai, Tongas HaChidish, that there was no Hafroshe on the Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keiva. You have a whole behemoth. It was by the Kohen, and the Kohen decided, I'm going to be Zoich in the Matonis. So it's his. Matonis is, and that the Pasuk is telling us this. The Pasuk is telling us Matonis Shleihumu Kimisha Humudomi, that it gets a shame Matone without a Hafroshe, since it's Nika, which the Matonis are, I don't have any Sveikas over here. So Mamele in the Pasuk is Megalatos, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that it's a Mishpat. That's how Rashi says. Those are the other bit of layu, abhei mishlei maise manachas etzloi, vizoche bimatones mina hefke. So these are the two malchim in Rashi. Either Rashi is going to hold teves onoine momin, or afilu it's momin, it's only a zaitike momin, but the ike matones does not belong to the bailam, so therefore that the coin could be zoche. Kimi shehu mildomyin vizoche bem. B'matonis, sheshovyam l'chol akahanim. That means, sheshovyam l'chol akahanim. That means, these matonis are, all kahanim are entitled to receive them. Mahani schiim kodam. So there, he can make schiye. And it's a mishpot, and now you can't take it away from it. Now Rashi wants to explain Avo Chazei V'Shoik. Why by Chazei V'Shoik is there no mishpot? So Rashi means to say, that's how the Radbaz says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means to say that it is not a mishpot, that means whoever was Zoich in it, not necessarily does it belong to him by Chazei V'Shoik. That means if someone was Zoich in the Chazei V'Shoik, not from that Mishma, and that's what this Pasuk is speaking about, so you can take it away from him. Not first come, first serve, whoever was Zoich in it is able to keep it. It's not true. It's not true because there's certain schiyas in Chazei V'Shoik only to that base of, and the Pasuk is telling us, but someone from a different base of that took it, you'll take it away from him, and he can't slap you to din teire. Ma she'en came by Zroya l'chayayim v'keiva, Zroya l'chayayim v'keiva, so there, since it's for all kahanim, so there we have it, whoever was Zeich in it, it belongs to him, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Now, according, we had mentioned the Zarashba Shita, the Rashba asks Lefi Hemes, what is Pshat that we have a Zeh, that by Chazei V'Shoik, it is not a din mishpat, so the Rashba says the Teretz, that Chazei V'Shoik is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, so it never belongs to the Kahanim. That's what the Rashba answers. It's not a mishpat, it's Mishulchan Gavoya means we're eating from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And since we're eating from the Rabbeinu Shalom, so if another kohen takes it away from him, it's taken. That means if by Zroi L'Chayayim V'Keiva, it's the kohen, he was Zeich in it. So it's his. So Mamela, you take it away from me. I can slap you to din teire. But by Chazei V'Shoik, since it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, so it never became any coins. It was given to him, so he has a schus achila. Someone takes it away from him, so that person will have a schus achila. That is how the Rashba learns Pshat in our Gemara. Zogt Toisves, b'boy yisayim mishum dahavalei mamain she'ein loy toivim. So this was the second mahalach in Rav Chizde, that a mazik matnes kohune is, he's part of mamain she'ein loy toivim. Ulahai lishne, according to this loshen, iyata v'zeyir. So what's that in the v'zeh? The first loshen said, v'zeh is telling us that you're part of, you were mazik. But according to the second lashon, Yisai v'say potav yamazik. Lailishna yatev is a year lechdoma lekamon besamoch shematon is din. Vein chazei v'shoik din. Then the v'zeh is only coming not to tell me that you're potter when it's not ben, but it's coming to tell us that a chazei v'shoik afilud is ben. It's also not a mishpat. Ulalishne kame ikalameima, according to the first lashon, that you learn out from v'zeh dafkev it's be'en, the kanam eveschus, when it's not from the kanam don eveschus, ikalameima de tal tishma mino. There's two things. One thing, the dafkun it's be'en, and another thing, that the mishpat is only by zrei lechayayim, and not by chazei v'shoik v'dorish b'somach midakosvei eitzol mishpot. Damash v'ze mishpot v'ze ein mishpot amin chazei v'shoik. Zot ra toisviz v'ike bein hanitrei lishne. Now we have two lishaynes in Rav Chisda, why mazik matnes kohune is potter. Is it potter because it's momen shein lo itoivim? Or is it potter because it's amir, the whole chiv to give to the kohen is only when it's behem? The nafkeminitus lishaynes is dai lishne dein lo itoivim. Is nehei den yochel itoivim b'dayonim? That's true. To the Besdin system, you cannot be Teveya because he could always be Matriyu. It's Zichem Momen HaShevet. You were Mazik Momen HaShevet. You have to make sure Bedine Shemayim that the Momen HaShevet gets paid up. But no coin can slap you to Besdin because theoretically it could be Matri each coin that says, who says I have to give to you? Then you won't be mechayev afil adinei shemayim. Minayin shein noisni matonis lekoyin am haoretz. The Gemara wanted to say that chilkin bidayonim, and you don't give the matonis to am haoretz. So tois v'zayna davke k'sheyesh koyin chova. That is davke, if you have a choice, should I give this to a Talmud Chochem or should I give it to Am Horetz? Then there's a mishpat, you have to give it to the Talmud Chochem. Avol ileka koyin chove el Am Horetz, itnu loy. Then you give it to Am Horetz, oh yam timachi izdam aloy chove. You don't have to wait till maybe you'll find a Talmud Chochem. No, you give it to whoever koyin you want to. Okay, this name is Eches Chalem. Eilu noisnin lechol mi sheyirtz. You can give it to whoever you want. Hacharomim v'abachoyres ha'pidin ha'ben Petr ha'mer. V'azroya v'alchoyayim v'akeva v'reishis ha'geiz. No, it's azroya l'chayayim v'keiva. You give it to whoever you want. No, so what's pshat? Here we just said that you have to give it, not to everyone, you have to give it to the Talmud Chochem. So Taisa says, oh, that's pshat. They're speaking about, there's no Talmud Chochem standing in front of you. Then you give it to whoever coin you want. And that what Agamal says, you have to give it to Talmud Chum. That is, if you have the opportunity to give it to Talmud Chum. Ve'ein leforish l'chol coin bein l'anshe mishpa bein l'shal kehanim. Maybe that, I'm saying wrong pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah means l'chol coin she yiltze means that you can give, not, you always have to give to Talmud Chochem, but it means you can give to Anshe Mishma, not Anshe Mishma. Tabi Yerushalmi pek shtei noshim koma, di yesh mehem nitna l'chol kain, vi yesh mehem nitna in l'Anshe Mishma. So what is pshat in the Mishna l'chol kain she yirtze? So, this is after the Yerushalmi. In kain al kochach, l'chol kain de koma, that what the Mishna says, l'chol kain, heine ben kain chova, ben kain amoritz, v'hainu heiche de leke chova. If there's no chova, oi ike vein roitzel lekabel, kidabish is bereish kalabosa, yev akoyin tamad chochem, he doesn't want to accept the matonis, then you can give it to whoever you want to. Aval ein letaritz Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni d'ochik Rabbi Yude, maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni holds like Rabbi Yude, the gassinim b'Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yude oim ein noise noise elo lechova, and memele, so it could be, not like this, a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says a nice elu lachov, and that's our Gemara. The Mishnah that says lachom yishayilze is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisa says no, that's not a neitzah. Dosam abikurim koy. It's going abikurim kibam mahosam lelmine rabado oiser bibikurim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Bekitzer, we have over here a memre of Rav Chisde, one lotion of Rav Chisde, or maybe we'll see both lotions, that Rav Chisde said, a mazik matnes kune is potter, either als de ze, or als, it's momen shein leitoid. The Gemara, we have a very interesting halach. Balabayis shayoiver mimokim lamokim. A balabas means that he was a wealthy person. He had in his checking account a lot of money. V'tzorech, but now he found himself in a place and he lost his checkbook, he lost his credit card and finished. He's hungry and he wants something to eat. V'tzorech lito leket shikra opeye u'maiserani. So now he stopped. So he asks all the aniyim, what do you do if you don't have any money? So they show them which field you go to. So he goes to that field, and he in order to exist, he's an ani b'yisrael shoh. That means now he doesn't have money. Take so memele b'tzorech lito leket shikra peya maiser ani naito. He takes. He's allowed to take. He's an ani b'yisrael shoh. Less man the polik is allowed to take. Ulech sheyachzer yishalit. So let us understand what happened. Theoretically, he's an osher. Now, the ma'aser now, he doesn't have what to eat. So what is he doing? He's taking momen aniyim. He took 100 talents worth of momen aniyim and he ate it. He was starved, fine. But now he comes back home. Now he has money to pay. He was mafsid, the shevet aniyim. I mean, he was mafsid their money. So Zukt Rabbi Lezer, or Sheyazer Yishalem Divrei Rabbi Lezer. So when you come back, you pay the aniyim. Now we have here Amir Dikakasha. Who does he pay? According to Rav Chisde, it's Momen Shein Leitavim. Who does he pay? If you don't say like Rav Chisde, so we have Geitler and Shuldik. The first coin, the first oni that'll come, will find out about it that there's a new source of Momen Aniyim now in Shtot. First, only that comes, you give him. That's if you don't learn like Rav Chisde. If you learn like Rav Chisde, what's a Yishalem? Who does he pay to? Omar Rav Chisde, so L'chayre, the Kasha was asked on Rav Chisde Yishalem. Omar Rav Chisde, Midas Chasidis Shonukam. This Yishalem doesn't mean he's mechuyif to pay, it's Momen Shein Leitavim, you know. It's Midas Chasidis, listen, Binishtvi, it's, I mean, it's not mechuyev to pay, but if he wants to be nishtvi, the aniyim lost because of his achilah, he wants to be a chosid, midas chasidis shonukam. That was Rav Chisde's teretz. Omar Rove, so Rove did not like this teretz at all. Tane toni yishalem. The Tane says, sheyarzel lemekayma yishalem. So Rove said yishalem means is mechuyev to pay. That's it. Yishalem. Is mechuyev to pay. Ba'at amad midas chasidus shonukam. I don't understand. That's a very krump shot in Rabbi Lezer. Kasha number one. Va'oid mida Rabbi Lezer leikim v'leisev. The kasha is not from Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer was a shamuti, we can ask a kasha from Rabbi Lezer and Rav Chisde. You know what the kasha is from? Elom misefer. The kash is from the sefer. The chachamim omrim oni hoya ba'isei shah. The chachamim achelik and Rabbi Lezer. The chachamim hold this person when he took the leket shikre peye, he was an arama. Finished. Oni hoya ba'isei shah. That he had $1 million in his bank account is irrelevant. But in this mokim, akalufim akaymei v'shaitai, in this mokim, in this man, he was an oni. So it's irrelevant whether he has money in his bank account. There's no such thing. When he comes back, now he becomes an osher. Before he was an oni. So the chamim are choylik on Rabbi Lezer. There's no din yishalem. Fine. Yeah. So they say oni hoya ba'isei shah. Now, time the oni. So the chachamim are choylik on Rabbi Lezer. If he was an oni, they say he's no chiyuv to pay. Ha-osher. But what'll be the din if he was an osher? If an osher went and took matnas aniyim, mishalem, So this we can be medayik from the Chachomim. The Chachomim are looking at Belez. In this case, we hold he was an oni. He doesn't have to give anything. But what if he was an osher? So then there's Mishalim. Amay lehevi kemat mazik madeskuna isha ochlam. Here is a kasha. So Rav is saying like this. We'll see. The way the kasha was said over on Rav Chisda, I don't like the kasha in the Teres. The thing doesn't make sense. First of all, if the kasha was from Rabbi Lezer, so he said Yishalim. So you can't say Yishalim means Midas Chisidis. Number one. And number two, it's behind that Mistava Teska kasha for Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is Hashemuti. So Rav says, you know what the kasha was? The kasha was from the Chachamim. The Chachamim are chaylik Rabbi Lezer, and they hold he doesn't have to pay back anything. Fine, only how you buy yisusha. But let's be medayik from the Chachamim. But what will be if an osher will take madness on him? Then there's a diik. Then he'll have to pay. It doesn't say yishalim. It says but an osher is different. That's a diik. An osher is different. And that it was a kasha and Rav Chisda from the Chachamim. You see, an osher is different. An osher is different. Aye, it's momen shein leitayvim. And that Rav Chisda said, midas chesidis shanu kan. Omar Rav Chisda, midas chesidis shanu kan. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, balabayis osher shoyvim vokal mokim. Betzorch litol, benitzlachom zoynis. Noitol leket kishar anim. Hoyul shach shav oniyu. Ukshayarzo Yeshali Alme Kol Mide de Chaive Rachmona Lemesev Lanim. Now who's he gonna pay to? Yeshalim. Haborishin Yochalatoivoy. So the first one who comes takes Vuadin Lamatnaskuna. It's a difference matters ni matnaskuna. So the Gemara says, so Rav Chisda says Chsidishanakam. Im Chosidu Yeshalim. Not is Machuye. A chosid should do such a thing. So the Rav has two kashas. Kash namun tanet on the yishalim, the mashma on kolchoy, is mechuyif the way. What amit mid chsidis boin? Misovis mid abeleza kamoisim. You think there's a kash from abeleza? Metzina lameimer. Others will say, the tzachina lameimer the Rav Chisda mishani lamidis chsidis shano kam. There's no kash from abeleza. We don't pass on that abeleza. Al mid rabon amoisim. Hallo, Mishani Rav Chisda, Midas Chesini, Shodo Kan, Hodik Toni, Hoyo, Ibo Yisusha, the Mashmid, the Tedik, Nei, the Osher, Bo Yishlumi, Lav, Vidayonim, Koma, doesn't mean Shumi, Vidayoni, Elim Chosed, Utsoch, Lishalim, Lotzei, Sidei, Shemaim, the Zich, Achim, Lotzei, Sidei, Shemaim, because he took Momen, Ani, Im, Be'Israel, so then he's Mechuyim, Lotzei, Sidei, Shemaim.